Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, do you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number two is upon us. Myself, Charlie Grimes, and Dan. And it, make sure I say your last name right. It's Pila, right, Dan? Or Pila? Are you there, Dan?
Yes.
There
I'm
we
here.
Go.
I'm
Welcome,
here,
sir. How are you?
There we go. I'm good, John. How you doing?
Oh, it's good to have you back. I appreciate it very much. And all right, so before we get going, how can folks find your book? We'll get that right off the bat. I tend to wait and do that at the end, but let's get it out right off the bat.
Yeah, sure. It's taxhelponline.com. It's all one word, taxhelponline.com. The book is Dan Pila's Small Business Tax Guide.
So taxhelponline.com. Perfect. All right. Talk to us. And I told people even in the last hour and have been promoting this for, you know, folks to join us. We have a lot of small business folks because, you know, I am one. So we get a lot of, you know, like begets like, Dan. So there's a lot of folks out there listening that are small business owners. What's some advice you can give some of them?
Well, you know, the first thing is make sure you got your records in line. Two-thirds of all of the problems that small businesses have when it comes to IRS compliance and enforcement is lack of records. All right, so you got to keep your records in order. You got, and I know for most people, John, for most small businesses and particularly small construction businesses, the filing system is the floor of the front seat of the truck.
Right.
You know, and that just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. And let me go a step farther with that. The single most valuable deduction that most small businesses have, John, is their mileage expense for their business travel. In order to sustain that deduction, you've got to have a proper mileage log.
Right.
And so, you know, too often small businesses are going to, you know, they're just going to pluck some number out of the air and put it down on a tax return. And that doesn't mean it's inaccurate. It probably is insufficient in terms of the proper number. In other words, they should be claiming more than they do.
Right.
But you have to prove it if the IRS challenges it. And even though they know, quote unquote, know that you were in business, they don't have to give you anything that you don't prove.
No, I've always learned that, Dan, this is sort of like, you know, going to court. The guy with the most paperwork, now granted, you've got to have legitimate legal deductions, of course, and legal expenses. But if they are, the guy with the most paperwork wins, right?
Well, yeah, that's very, very true, John, and particularly when you're dealing with the IRS. Because here's what people don't understand until it's too late. And that is this: the Internal Revenue Service is remarkably different than any other law enforcement agency there is. All right, if the FBI accuses you of robbing a bank, guess what, John? They have to prove it. They
That's
have
right.
to prove it with evidence.
It's the other way around on the IRS.
Exactly right. When you're dealing with the IRS, they never have to prove you did it wrong. You have to prove you did it right. Now, there's certain narrow exceptions to that rule, but for the overwhelming majority of your listeners right now, the fact is they have to prove it. They did it right. The IRS doesn't have to prove they did it wrong.
No, and by the way, what you just said, spot on, and I know, I mean, I consult small businesses, and one of the first things we, you know, go through is even some of how things are being done internally with the record keeping. You know, are they balancing the, you know, a lot of my places are retail operations. Are they balancing the cash drawer daily? You'd be surprised, Dan, how many small businesses are out there running. Well, you wouldn't be because you would know this, but those listening would be surprised at how many small businesses run each day and don't even balance the cash drawer.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. And, you know, and the other thing, as long as we're on the topic of keeping track of the money, you know, another one of the single most common mistakes small businesses make, particularly mom-and-pop type operations, single-person, you know, Schedule C, sole proprietor type individuals, is they don't they don't run their profit and loss statement often enough
right.
to know
right.
what their ongoing
right.
tax liability is.
That's
as a
right.
self-employed person, you have an affirmative duty to pay your taxes at least quarterly, and most small business people don't do that. And at a minimum, they face penalties for failure to make deposits. And in the worst case scenario, they end up way behind on their taxes, and they end up blindsided when it comes, you know, April time to file the tax return, and lo and behold, yep. they owe $15,000 to the IRS that they don't have.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things. Even with my clients, Dan, about to your point, quarterly, we typically, you know, we'll sit down and, you know, send me your stuff so I can take a peek at it. Let's find out where we're at. Are we making money? Did we not make money? You know, where are we at throughout the year? And granted, I've got some businesses, Dan, that will do better during different quarters of the year. That's something else that, you know, you can drill down into, you know, most likely with what you do on a daily basis and in the book. But let's face it, there are businesses that do better than others during different times of the year, but you've got to know where you're at all year long.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And this is one of the things that I say to small businesses, John, is you know, a guy will say to me, Dan, are you telling me that I got to pay, let's just say your tax liability is $20,000 for last year, and now the IRS expects you to pay $5,000 a quarter to make sure that you at least got that $20,000 covered. And so a small business owner will say to me, well, Dan, are you telling me I got to pay $5,000 a quarter during the summer? I don't make a dime. You know, a
right.
seasonal business. Okay, that's fine. You don't have to pay taxes in when you're not making money.
Right.
The responsibility is not to pay more than you owe.
That's right.
The responsibility is to cover your liability as you earn the income.
But you have to know that.
Exactly. You have to know it. And the only way to know that is with an ongoing, accurate profit and loss statement. Now, here's the other thing that you need to keep in mind, particularly since we're coming off of this disastrous 2020, which blindsided
right.
and floored just about every small business out there. You don't have to pay more taxes than you owe. If your 2020 income is way down and you anticipate that 2021 is going to stay down for this reason or that reason, you don't have to pay extra into the IRS. You don't
right.
have to pay more than you owe. You got to pay based on your current year's earnings.
Great point, folks. This is for those of you, especially that are in small businesses that are listening to me. These are very, very important things that you need to know. The other thing, Dan, that I think is a big one I want to talk about next is not only do they not do that, but I don't think a lot of businesses even, I'm the opposite of probably what most IRS agents think. I don't think most businesses claim legitimately the legitimate amount of expenses they have. They don't do that correctly.
Oh, there's no question about that, John. Listen, I've been making this speech for 30 years where the IRS will take the position that small businesses are cheating across the board.
No,
by overstating their deductions. Exactly the opposite is true.
That's right.
Most small businesses overpay their taxes for one of two reasons. One, and you see if this lines up with what you know. Number one, they're afraid.
Yep.
Right. They don't want to paint
That's right.
a target on their chest, and so they say, "Well, you know, I got this."
I don't want an audit. That's the first thing I hear.
I don't want an audit. I'm not going to claim
That's
it.
That's right.
And secondly, and this probably is the first reason in terms of frequency, is they don't know that it's deductible in the first place.
Right. Right.
So for those two reasons, they're paying more than they owe.
Yeah, and again, I don't want to get into all the details on air because it's not the time or the place, Dan. But there's folks like you that, and I'm also a big one on this. There's difference. And I see this, you know, really daily in what I do with consulting businesses. There's the difference between a certified public accountant and a tax planner. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a world of difference between the two.
And yet most businesses will do good to just have a CPA, nonetheless somebody helping them plan for taxes.
Yeah, no question about it. And not having competent accounting help, professional help, is one of the 15 most common problems small businesses make, but there's a remarkable difference between an accountant and a planner.
For everybody listening, they're not one and the same. Dan, if I have heard once, I've heard it 100 times, well, I got a great CPA. They could be the best number cruncher guy or gal that's out there, Dan. It doesn't mean they know how to plan for taxes.
Well, that is true, and here's the other problem with having the world's greatest CPA. Are you treating your relationship with your CPA the same way you treat your relationship with your dentist? You go to the dentist once a year,
right.
You get your teeth cleaned, you get lectured about brushing and flossing, but the dentist doesn't follow you home to make sure you brush and floss.
Right.
Most people have a relationship with their CPA that involves a couple of hours a year, sometime in March of the year, to get the return done, and then they don't talk to him again.
Right.
That's not the way to interact with your CPA. That's the wrong approach.
Yeah, you should be talking to them. At least I do, Dan. I don't know, 4 or 5 times a year, depending upon what's going on in my world, life, business decisions, and so on. But I'm one that's, I don't want to say I'm in constant communication, but I'll bet you I touch base with my accountant slash, you know, tax planner on probably a bi-monthly basis.
Well, here's the bare minimum, John. The absolute bare minimum is 5 times a year. All right, once a quarter. Yep. For your quarterly profit and loss and estimated payments, and then at the end of the year for return preparation. If you're doing it less than that, you're making a mistake.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right, talk about the new rules, because this is another big one that folks I don't think are going to get right, and I think they're going to miss some opportunities as far as deductions, is the new laws regarding, or the new deductions, I should say, regarding meals and entertainment.
Yeah, the meals and entertainment, John, were
pretty much gone, right?
The entertainment expense is gone, but the meal expense is not. All right, so
right.
Now you can't. Let's just use the example of you and I going to a sports game. Okay?
Okay,
you and I have got a business relationship here. I'm the client. You're the service provider, whatever it may be. And you say, you know, Dan, you're a good customer. Let's go to a baseball game. Okay, great. So you buy tickets to the baseball game. The baseball event is manifestly an entertainment event.
Right.
That is not deductible. However, if you buy food and drinks during the course of the event, then the food and drinks are deductible, even though they took place at an entertainment event, which is not deductible. So that's the nuance, John. And here's the thing. You got to be able to prove that the food and beverages were purchased separately from the event tickets.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key.
If you bought,
let's say you bought a Sky Suite, right? And it comes with food, and the price is X dollars, and that includes admission and food. All right. Now that is not deductible because the food isn't broken out separately.
Right. Right.
But if the invoice separately states the food, then the food portion is deductible.
Do you see some of that changing moving down the road to try to encourage some things after COVID?
Well, I don't know about that, but here's what I do know is that the Biden administration has pledged to repeal the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. So the changes that we're talking about here came about as a result of the
right.
Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. So if they repeal that, then this rule will go away. The question is, what are they going to replace it with?
Hmm.
And, you know, that only remains to be seen. One thing is for sure is they want to increase taxes, John. So I don't look for them to be doing any favors for small businesses, but we'll just see what happens.
Again, folks listening to us, if you're a small business owner, Dan Pilla is with us. TaxHelpOnline.com is where you need to go. And we've had Dan on in the past, and Dan, I need to get you on more often. I enjoy talking to you. We speak the same language, as you can tell, and I really appreciate all your advice. When we talk about what you just said in regards to the Biden administration making changes, do you see in 2021, you know, business taxes especially going up, or do you think they'll push it off to 2022? What are your thoughts?
Well, again, that's unpredictable, John, but if you made me guess, I will say that if they get a bill passed within the first 100 days here, which they're determined to do, I believe it's going to be retroactive to January 1st. So it'll be effective. This is just my opinion now. There's nothing in writing to establish this, but it's my opinion that it will be effective January 1st of 2021.
All right. And I know this is a tough question because I know it varies from industry to industry, but what are some of the larger deductions you see a lot of business owners missing out on?
All right, well, let me give you an answer, and it's going to seem trite, John, but it's not. And that is all of them, all right? The answer is all of them, and here's why I say that. I get this question, I swear, I get this question 5 times a month from just different business
right.
owners. Dan, what can I deduct? What type of expenses can I deduct? And I answer the question the same way I'm going to answer your question. You need to understand fundamentally what is allowed as a deduction, and then you can apply this rule across the board. You have the right to deduct any expense that's incurred for the purposes
right.
of earning income.
Right.
Right. So if the expense has to be ordinary and necessary to your business, and the IRS doesn't get to decide what's ordinary and necessary. I spend a great deal of time on this in the Small Business Tax Guide so businesses understand exactly what they can deduct and can't deduct. If you have to incur the expense, if you as the business owner, in your opinion, make the determination that this expense is necessary to move your business along, then it's deductible.
Right. Right. No, by the way, well said. I usually answer it more of you should know what's not deductible versus the other, because a lot of folks miss out on what's deductible because, to your point earlier, they're either afraid or they don't have the right tax planner, or they just don't understand even their own business enough to even know what's deductible and what's not.
And you're exactly right. And I'll tell you the big mistake that they make, in addition to not understanding these simple concepts, is they're mixing personal expenses into the business expense.
Yeah, don't do that.
Where you fail as a small business person is claiming personal expenses associated with your business.
Yeah, the mortgage is not a business expense.
Right, that's exactly right. Your home mortgage is not a business expense. Unless you're using your automobile 100% for business, which is very rare, it's possible but rare, you can't claim a 100% deduction for your automobile. Well, Dan, every place I go is for business. No, it's not. When you drive your car to church on Sunday and back home again, don't tell me that's business. First of all, you're never going to convince the IRS that it is, even if you're in your own head you think it is. So you've got to make sure that you're not putting personal expenses onto your expense statement and writing them off somehow.
Yeah, and what I have found on that for everybody listening that's in business is, you know what, if you have that second vehicle, and I don't even care what it is, it could be a $2,500 clunker, but if that's what you can prove is your weekly run around, go to the grocery store and church car, and everything else is business in the other car, well, that's a lot easier to explain, Dan, than if you only own one.
That's exactly right, John, and I give my clients the exact same advice. Go get a second car. The second car is used for all your personal activity, running the kids to school, going to the grocery store, going to church, and your other car, your business car, is now can be used 100% for business, and you can make that argument with a straight face.
Exactly. Folks, this isn't that complicated. Again, you can find more out, though, by looking Dan up, and there's several ways to find him. Number one, Google his name. You'll find it really easy. It's Dan, P-I-L-L-A, or go to taxhelponline.com. Dan, I love having you. It's always a joy. One last tip for folks before we close out.
Yeah, well, there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case, John. I don't care what kind of a problem you got with the IRS or how long you've had it. There's a way to fix it, so don't let it bury you. Get on top of it and get it fixed.
Okay, good stuff. Dan, as always, I appreciate it, sir.
My pleasure, John.
Thank you very much. Have a great evening. Dan Pilla, again, taxhelponline.com. If you're a small business owner and you're not taking advantage of some of the things Dan just mentioned, and by the way, these are things I do with my clients, as you can tell, on a pretty routine basis, and I'm willing to help as well, just let me know, send me an email, or go to Dan's website for more on that also. And again, his last name, Pilla, P-I-L-L-A. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. One of our great sponsors here at Rush to Reason. Don't forget, you can buy Cooper Tires at cost, and they can help you with all of the things your vehicle needs. And one of the things that we should mention that I don't mention enough, because it's, in my world, kind of a standard practice, and you know a lot of folks do it, but not everybody does, and that's the record-keeping aspect. We just talked to Dan a moment ago about how you keep records. Well, guess what? Extreme Auto Repair, because I know the system they use, they're doing that for you. So if there's ever something you miss when it comes to your business vehicle or your personal vehicle used for business and there's a deduction needed when it comes to repair or maintenance, they're going to have that for you. So it's really simple. Call them at 303-841-1071 or klzradio.com.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Franktown Firearms, where, hey, we talk to these guys on a routine basis. They do have inventory. They try to keep the inventory up on a regular basis, whether that's ammo or the gun itself. Keep in mind, after a long weekend, they may be down slightly, but that will be picking up as the week progresses. You can always call ahead, by the way, 720-770-7777, or find them online at klzradio.com.
Make your gun your own at Franktown Firearms, one of the only shooting ranges with full-service gunsmithing on site. The team at Franktown Firearms now has multiple gunsmiths on staff, so you can stop by their gunsmithing department at the back of the store 7 days a week for anything from cleaning to bore sighting, scope mounting, and everything in between. Because Franktown Firearms offers full-service gunsmithing on-site, they can take care of any issues with your firearm in-house. Oftentimes, people send their firearm off to the manufacturer for repairs. You could wait up to 180 days just for the manufacturer to look at your gun. Recently, a client of Franktown Firearms noticed an issue with her revolver right out of the box. The team at Franktown repaired it and got the gun back to her shortly because they handled the repairs on site. If your gun needs to be sent off for any reason, the team at Franktown will be happy to send it on your behalf. Ask about gunsmithing now at klzradio.com/Franktown.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And I know I've only got a few minutes here before Richard joins us. I went a little bit long with Dan there just because he's a great guest and speaks my language. And I know we've got a lot of small business owners that listen. And that's just kind of something that's, you know, near and dear to me. As I read a lot of the comments in regards to the clip I played last hour, I'll decide if I'm going to play that with Richard or not. But Kevin Harlan's call about the moron that ran onto the field last night for the Super Bowl. And then he, at the end, had the audacity, I thought it was great, actually, to tell the guy to take off his bra and pull his pants up. Of course, he's now becoming a misogynist pig and should have never said that. And that's toxic masculinity, and I can't believe anybody would say that, and that's what's wrong with the world today. You know what? I would go backwards and say, no, what's wrong with the world today is there's people out there willing to, basically call out Kevin for saying what he said when, in fact, it was a true statement. Be a man. Take your bra off. Pull your pants up. Be a grown-up. Act like a grown-up. You don't need to be running around the field like some raging lunatic. Folks, we've gotten to a point in this country where you can't even say what's real is real. The left has so corrupted, in my opinion, our ideals and language that an announcer can no longer be honest. Even though he said nothing wrong, in my opinion, not an absolute item he said was wrong. It was all spot on. But yet, a lot of women on Twitter, which, by the way, isn't everybody, but a lot of women on Twitter, at least on this thread, are, you know, saying this was the most misogynistic commentating ever. Some women even went as far as to say some men like wearing bras. I don't know a single man that likes to wear a bra. And I'm not sure why one would. Maybe I just don't associate with the right people, Charlie, but I don't know any man that I've known or ever met that wears a bra. Nor would a real man, by the way, want to. Call me what you want, but give me a break, people. If that's really what you believe, you're sick and twisted. Saying it as it is. And anyways, it's interesting to me. You can go find this on Twitter, by the way. You can find the thread, we call it. A lot of folks are even saying they're surprised he hasn't been canceled yet. Not because they don't agree with him, but because they know how the left is and the fact that the left is going to jump all over this and basically claim that this guy is a misogynist pig and shouldn't be announcing anything. Somebody did say, though, this is one of the more thoughtful comments, by the way, that makes the most sense. I don't think the announcer is speaking to either gender identity or masculinity. He's speaking to adulthood versus childishness. In other words, grow up and be a man. Stop engaging in schoolboy pranks. He spoke off the cuff. This is much to do about nothing. And by the way, this guy's name is Keith Brown. I agree with Keith. So the guy said what he said. Great. I'm glad he did. Somebody needed to say it. Again, this guy ran onto the field, has his pants down around his knees at one point. He's wearing some thong swimsuit that a girl would wear. I mean, the guy's a raging lunatic. Somebody else asked the question. He didn't have a mask on. Anyways, folks, we have become so sensitive on the left that when an announcer actually says what he said, and I played it in the first hour, you can always go back and listen to it. We may play it again here with Richard. We'll see. But it's a problem when he can't say that, say the truth, and yet the left is up in arms over him calling, or basically, you know, telling this guy to take off his bra and pull his pants up. Oh, this is facepalm. I can't say anything else about it. That's all it is. Pure for Chevrolet's coming up next. What can I say? It's like going back in time to buy a car. And no, you're not going to hear a lot of the things I just talked about from the left when you go to Pure for Chevrolet to buy a car. No, it's like-mindedness. That's why they sponsor the show. That's why they do what they do. If you want to go buy a car from somebody that thinks and feels the same way about life that you do, go to Pure for Chevrolet. Find them online at purefoychevrolet.com or call 303-659-8311.
If you haven't walked through the Chevrolet showroom at Purifoy, it's a really fun experience. There's a guest book at the entrance, and you look through there. It's actually become sort of a vacation destination for Chevrolet enthusiasts who've come from other countries just to walk around and look at these gorgeous cars and purchase a vehicle. You know, you think of Fort Lupton as a small town, and it does have that small town personable feel, but the facilities at Purifoy Chevrolet are really stunning.
You know, I've had the chance to spend time with Rolly Purifoy, and he's such a genuine man. He is willing to do anything at that dealership. And in fact, we have seen him doing anything, washing windows, cleaning a floor, redoing the whole Corvette showroom. That's just who he is. He's a guy that is not afraid to get his hands dirty, to do the work. He's more of a servant leader than he is the leader that says, you got to go do this. So that makes me want to buy a car at Purifoy Chevrolet, and that should make you want to buy a car there too.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Roof Max, and folks, it's warm enough even today to where Dave could have come out and applied his product to your roof, thereby rejuvenating it, saving you a lot of money down the road, making the shingles more flexible. That works better for the wind, the hail, all the types of weather that we have. And folks, it doesn't take a roof very long to dry out. You may say, well, I just had it replaced 5-6 years ago. Guess what? It's most likely dry to the point where you could rejuvenate it and end up with really the long-lasting roof that was intended to be up there in the first place. Most roofs, if done correctly, and Dave takes care of them the way he does, should last you anywhere from 25 to 30 years. Yes, I said 25 to 30 because that's how long they'll last if taken care of. Talk to Roof Max today. Call Dave 303-710-6916.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to 3 applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
Ford of Buntress Mortgage, Kurt Rogers, and I say this all the time, if you just want a free analysis of what you're doing on your mortgage and whether Kurt can save you money or not, or where you may be wasting money, talk to Kurt today. It's easy, 720-895-0500. The misconception is, well, hey, if I do that now, it's going to cost me money. If you don't do it, it's going to cost you money. So call Kurt, 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where our reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My son, Richard Rush, joining us. We'll recap some sports from yesterday, the Super Bowl being one of those items, and do some car reviews here in the next segment as well. Richard, real quick, though, yesterday saw the first female official in a Super Bowl. Am I correct?
She did, and I'll be honest, I didn't notice too much of her, which is a good thing, right? I mean, I know a lot of people are complaining about the officiating and how it was done, and there was too many ticky-tack calls and so on and so forth. But, you know, folks, I watch more of the Chiefs than probably almost anyone except for maybe Chiefs fans, and they've been doing that garbage all year long, so they got what was coming to them, Dad.
I read on Twitter there were some great comments about her being the first female referee in the Super Bowl, and some of the comments were, well, you know, she got the job because women are great at pointing out the faults of men.
Well, they may not be wrong.
I thought that was great. The best one, though, still, and I played it earlier, and I talked about some of the comments in the last segment, was the radio announcer of the guy in the whatever he was wearing, Speedo-looking whatever swimsuit thing he had on running across the field. That was hilarious.
Yeah, Dad, I know we kind of talked about it yesterday, but, you know, instead of spending $5 million on a 30-second advertisement,
we lost you, Richard. Come back.
Grand or something.
Say that again. We lost that part. We lost you when you said instead of spending $5 million, then you went blank. Say it again.
Oh, apologies. Instead of spending $5 million, why don't you just pay someone $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 to streak across the field, and then you'll pay whatever court fees you've got to pay for them, and that'll basically kind of get them out there for you.
Yeah.
Slap your logo on the front of them and go from there. Yeah, if you're a mainstream brand, you're not going to do that. But if you're some,
off-brand,
pop-up startup,
right,
or maybe you're an influencer on YouTube or something like that, why not? I mean, I think that's what it was, Dad, if I read correctly. It was a situation of a influencer on, or, a YouTube personality that actually paid the guy to do it, or maybe didn't pay the guy, he convinced the guy. Here's another one, Dad, with sports betting being legal. I think that paid out, Walt and I looked it up, I think it was 500 to 1. So, if for every $100 you bet, you got $500 worth.
Yeah.
We did the math. Essentially, if you put 10 grand on it and you were that guy, what do you think it cost you to get out of that ticket? 10 grand maybe?
Yeah, not much.
Yeah, right? 10 grand, then okay, you can't go to a sporting event, or the NFL says they're going to block you, for the rest of the time. Whatever. There's ways around that nonsense.
Right.
But if you dropped 10 grand, you made 50 grand.
True. True.
So I'm just saying, I don't know, it may not be bad odds to do that. I mean, I'm not advocating for it by any means, but hey. And yeah, the radio call, Kevin Harlan is great. He's one of the best announcers in the world. And
he's
just
hilarious.
Proved it yesterday because he gave a very vivid description of the incident, and they know it was fantastic that way. So.
Yeah, and yet he's still getting, roasted from some of the liberal lefties that are out there, especially some of the libtards on the left. They're going after him for some of the things they keep saying, or some of the things that they're saying in regards to what he said about, guy taking his bra off and pull up your pants, be a man. I mean, some of these people have lost their ever-loving mind.
Yes. Well, you and I were talking about that yesterday for a variety of other reasons. And yes, prime example is it was a great call. It was fantastic. He said what all of us were thinking. He said what he should have said. He made it vivid for all of the radio listeners.
Right.
And that's all you can ask. So I hope Kevin doesn't apologize for anything.
Me too.
I hope he keeps it up. I hope he does it again because it was fantastic. It was hilarious. And by the way, folks, if you haven't seen the picture of the guy doing it and some of the still photos you got,
you need to watch it.
Look it up at your own risk.
It's hilarious. It is hilarious. All right, let's talk about the Super Bowl itself. I don't know that it was any kind of a upset other than maybe you were a Chiefs fan and maybe thought it was an upset, but I think most everybody else felt like going into the game, the Buccaneers, had sort of definitely had an advantage, if you would. I don't know what I didn't look to see what the, gambling odds were prior to that, but I assume that the Bucs were favored to win. Were they or were they not?
No. The Bucks were not. The Chiefs were favored, I believe, by 3. And I believe it held pretty steady. There was quite a bit of money all around. I think everyone felt like that was a good number, you know, for the Chiefs to be favored by a field goal. But, yeah, Dad, I mean,
they weren't even close.
You had a couple of things happen. Yeah, you had a couple of things happen. You had Patrick Mahomes, who was a little bit hurt. You had the Chiefs offensive line that was banged up. You know, they only had, I think, one starter that was there at the beginning of the year in their correct position. And you had guys moved around. And then also with the Chiefs, you kind of saw what happens when a team has a running game. So the Broncos can kind of take a lot from that. And obviously the Buccaneers had, you know, Tom Brady to kind of come in there and really show them what's going on and kind of show them how to defeat, the Chiefs. And, you know, basically, you know, run the ball, you know, take your throws when you need to. And then obviously with the Chiefs, don't let certain guys beat you sort of a thing. So it was good. I'll be honest that I did not see the ratings. I'm sure it did well over 100 million.
102.
But here's a surprising thing. So the top three markets for the Super Bowl, you know, individual markets, obviously was Kansas City and Tampa Bay. But Tampa Bay wasn't where you would expect them to be. They were number 3. Who would you guess is the number 2 market watching that game, Dad?
Patriots.
Yep, the Boston market will be number 2 market, only behind Kansas City.
Wow.
In watching that game. They actually did about 4 points better.
Which means they never should have let the guy go from there.
Yeah, and I think that Belichick is probably, you know, you and I talked about that yesterday, is probably hitting himself for doing so. And yeah, but I think that, I'll be honest, I didn't see it coming. Waltz and I, you know, had a little wager at the start of the year when actually the Buccaneers, I think, where they were like 2-3 or something like that, and they weren't doing very well. And I said, Waltz, there's no way the Bucs win the Super Bowl, much less get there. And lo and behold, Papa Brady, whatever you want to call him, decided to come out and actually do his thing. And he showed up, Dad, and it's phenomenal, some of the stats, Dad, as far as that. Again, Brady has a better chance of being in the Super Bowl than Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors has of making a 3-pointer. He has a better chance at winning the Super Bowl, Dad, than, you know, we talked about this a few weeks ago, you know, than a coin flip. You know, such as that. You know, he has a 70% chance of winning any Super Bowl he's gone to. Here's another amazing stat. The only time Brady has lost a Super Bowl, Dad, has been a result of 2 quarterbacks, Eli Manning and Nick Foles.
That's it?
So, yeah, those are the only 2. He lost to the Giants twice and the Eagles 1 time. So, really, it's fascinating. I mean, I think we're seeing extraordinary, you know, levels. You know, Patrick Mahomes, again, I know that people probably are tired of me talking about the Chiefs, but again, folks, I just cannot get behind them. They're worse than the Raiders for me right now because of a variety of reasons. But I think you look at it, Dad, and you look at Mahomes and how he played, and he's really good. You know, there were some throws he made yesterday.
I know, amazing.
You know, the dude was like, you know, he was horizontal with the earth, and he was still throwing the ball 30 yards, hitting guys in the face mask that should have caught the ball.
Right.
And so he's going to be around for a long time. Chiefs fans, don't be discouraged. But, you know, this is one situation where I'll be able to tell my kids that I watched the GOAT. You know, I watched the greatest football player of all time play. And, you know, these stats are never going anywhere. And he's just phenomenal.
It's going to be hard, for anybody down the road, especially given, you know, the talent pool of today, but also shows you even with the talent pool of today, there's not, and it's proven, there's not another quarterback out there that can do what Tom Brady has done. You can like the guy, hate the guy, it really doesn't make any difference. The data speaks for itself. He is the best of the best of the best.
He really is, and he really, man, Dad, he's really, again, he surprised me. I'll be honest, I was one of those guys that thought he was not going to do it. And he was going to be subpar, and he just wasn't going to be there. But he shocked me, you know, in a lot of different ways.
I heard some folks today, I was going to ask you about this too. We hadn't talked about this, but I heard some folks today talking about the reason that he is as good as he is as far as being in shape. In fact, if you look at pictures of him today, he actually looks like a better athletic specimen today than he did even 10 years ago. And some are saying that that's partially because he understands the game so well. He stays in the pocket. He doesn't take a lot of big hits. You know, his knees aren't crumbling. His arm's not falling apart. I mean, he's just been a very solid, methodical, you know, quarterback all through the years. And granted, he's had his bad moments. He's not a god by any means. But when you talk about football and how well the game is played on the quarterback level, this guy has done it better than anybody ever has and might be anybody in the future.
Yeah, and that, you know, actually, Dad, Walt and I were talking about that today, too, that it's a fascinating thing that Mahomes, that's part of his game. You know, and that's part of this next revolution of quarterbacks is these young athletic dudes, right, that can get out of the pocket,
right,
and they can scramble and they can make plays with their legs. But you saw with Mahomes, you know, he was hurt yesterday. You know, he
right.
had a turf toe situation, and he was not, he was less than 100%, and that impacted his game. I think that they did it. Mahomes scrambled. These are yards. Not only in the, you know, not only that he ran for, you know, from the line of scrimmage, but that he ran for behind the line of scrimmage, you know, kind of scrambling
right.
for you know, to buy time. He almost ran 500 yards
wow.
yesterday.
Wow.
And Brady, I think, ran like not even 50.
I was just going to say, I doubt if he made the whole football field.
Yeah, basically. And so that's an interesting thing. And so these guys, you know, they said, you know, the Peyton Mannings, Tom Brady's, you know, the pocket guys are a dying breed. Well, you know, Brady really didn't get hit that much yesterday, and Mahomes almost died a few times. So
yeah,
I think
when you talk about, you know, the NFL is still a game of passing. Anybody out there can talk about it changing. It's going to be a running game and so on. You got to have a good run game, don't get me wrong. But that ability for a quarterback to sit in a pocket and pick off 5 to 15 yards every single play, you know what? That's really tough to beat, and it really keeps the defense honest, and it really helps your running game as well. So when you've got a quarterback, you know, able to do that, you saw what the outcome was last night.
Yeah, and again,
and by the way, that controls
balance.
The clock as well, which Brady, no one even mentioned. I haven't heard anybody today talk about that. Brady literally controlled the entire game last night.
Exactly. You have to have the balance to go along with the explosive plays, and the Buccaneers had that last night. The Chiefs didn't.
Yep. All right, we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Geno's Auto Service is coming up next. They want to help you with all of your vehicle needs. And I mean that, folks. They will save you money by getting your vehicle in, getting it taken care of, maintaining it, and spending that money on the front side instead of the back side. 303-794-6700. It's Geno'sAutoservice.com. Geno's with a J.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Geno's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Geno's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Geno's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Geno's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at Geno'sAutoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Greg with Open Range Services said, "With all the things I have to worry about in a day, it's nice not to have to worry about this complex beast of a machine outside my office. BES has done a great job of maintaining it for us, and we use the heck out of it. I have had some not-so-fun experiences with office machine maintenance companies in the past. Thanks for giving me one less thing to worry about." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, Richard, well, you've got a couple of reviews that let's slip in here and do. You've driven a couple of vehicles here recently we should talk about. Folks, I think appreciate this, whether you're looking to buy a new car, and some of these cars end up being used in the not-too-distant future, which also help folks kind of understand one from another. So talk to us. What have you driven?
Yeah, so actually kind of from the Toyota family, which, speaking of the Super Bowl, I thought they had a better set of ads.
Awesome ads.
Yesterday.
The best.
So, Yeah, so I think that they're doing well. But we've driven a few in their family, one from the Lexus side, one from the Toyota. We'll start with the Toyota side, Dad, which is the 2021 Toyota Highlander, which really isn't all that unchanged for this year except for a new trim level, which is actually the one we drove, which is the XSE trim. It's a little bit sportier. They kind of refined the suspension a little bit, you know, give it just a little bit sportier handling. Outside of that, it's kind of the same old same. They've done a few over this past few years as far as enhancing the infotainment system and making that to be a little bit better and just kind of bringing out
modernizing that part of it.
Yeah, exactly. One thing I will say in Toyota, love you dearly, their cars are really quality. They tend to lag behind in the innovation aspect.
Yes, yes.
There are other cars out there that are in this segment of this kind of the three-row SUV crossover. It's kind of like midsize SUV family that are a little bit, you know, more tech savvy. Maybe they're a little bit more attractive looking, whatever it might be. But what you're getting with the Toyota, Dad, is just that, right? The Toyota quality.
Reliability.
The 6 engine in the Highlander. Yeah, the reliability. It's going to run well. It's going to drive well for a long time. We actually owned one of these vehicles for a few years. We've got some friends. Walt, actually, you know, they still own one.
Yep.
You know, from when they redid the body style, you know, a number of years ago. So they are great cars. You can fit 4 full-size adults in it, no problem. It's got a nice big sunroof. It does have a third row in case you need to fit some smaller kids back there, but don't be mistaken, folks. This is not a Tahoe, an Expedition, a Suburban, a Yukon, whatever it is.
Right.
It's not meant for, you know, adults in that third row, so just something to note, but it's a 60-40 rear folding, and it's got some nice cargo capacity. But again, Dad, a lot of people aren't necessarily looking for that much, you know, size.
Nope.
You know, in an SUV.
That's right.
They want that midsize.
That's right.
And you've driven a Highlander.
That's a great
before,
vehicle.
So you,
great size.
It's a great car, right?
Yeah, it really is. No, it's very stable. It works well. It's quiet. They've got some great features in it from, you know, really the inception of it. You know, even as far as how big the console is, knowing a lady can put a full-size purse in the console. So they did some really great things designing the vehicle that really, you know, it's a great family vehicle. That's what it was designed for.
Absolutely. And again, that's the thing, you know, honestly, if our family wasn't continuing to grow, you know, we would probably still have stayed in it. But again, you know, when you get past that family of four category, it gets a little bit cramped and some of you may debate us on that. And that's okay. You know, whatever works for your family.
That's right.
That's just what we've noticed. But overall, again, great car, Dad. Fantastic. Still great for the money. I think the one that we drove was just over $40,000, but you can get a Highlander, again, a three-row midsize SUV, you know, kind of stripped down for the mid-30s.
Good. So, yeah, it's a good price.
If folks are interested, head to their local Toyota dealer, test drive it, get in it, get themselves in it, get their family in it, and let them know that John and Richard Rush sent you.
All right, NX is next. Lexus NX.
Correct, yeah, the Lexus NX 300, not a whole lot's changed. Again, this is a 2021 model year. They introduced this, Dad, in 2015. It was just the NX 200T with, you know, the little turbo. They've now kind of grown it up a little bit, given it a little bit, you know, kind of different engine choices and such. New for this year, a blind spot monitor and auto-dimming exterior mirrors are now standard. One thing about the NX, I know you don't necessarily love this. My younger generation doesn't mind it. The infotainment system still got the mouse pad.
I don't care for that.
You don't like it. I don't mind it, but again, folks, I grew up playing video games. And so I'll be honest, I think, Dad, you'd even say this. I got a little bit probably better hand-eye coordination when it comes to that sort of stuff. I'm just more used to it.
Yes.
And so and here's the deal. That's who it's marketed to, right, folks?
That's right.
It's for the younger generation. If you're looking for a two-row SUV, you know, a smaller crossover, this is the epitome of a smaller crossover.
Yeah, this is a step down or below the RX. They really took the RX and kind of miniaturized it a little bit.
Correct. Yeah, it's almost like a RAV4, but it's even a little bit smaller than a RAV4 in that regard, Dad.
Yeah.
Got a little bit sharper angles to it. Not a lot of storage. This is meant for urban commuters.
Right.
If you want to be able to have an SUV, all-wheel drive, potentially a hybrid a drivetrain in it, depending on your personality, that's what this car's for. But again, there are other vehicles out there that compare very, very favorably to this and potentially based on your style may fit what you're looking for. However, Dad, again, overall, it's a great car. It runs well. It's nice and compact. The controls outside of the infotainment system work well. All of the driver safety features work well. And it makes good use of the space you do have.
Right.
But I will say for, you know, full-size adults or for full-size males, I should say, you're going to be pretty hard-pressed right. to get them in for any sort of a long trip, right? It's meant for, you know, very urban environments, right? You need to pull up to a grocery store downtown Denver. You don't need to worry about space with this thing. You're able to get into all the tight spaces that you need.
It's a great view. And keep in mind, everybody listening, too, they pretty much set the tone for that world as far as that larger, you know, kind of that mid-SUV size with the RX. Lexus really did. That became the staple. They kind of did the same thing with that step below with the NX. So while they may not lead in some of the other, you know, Toyota when it comes to some of the other technology aspects, they do lead in these two segments.
They do. And the last thing that I will say, I just double-checked, front-wheel drive is standard, all-wheel drive is optional.
Right.
It still comes with that 2-liter turbocharged engine, which, at our altitude, folks,
works
really, really well. And it's a nice engine. So, again, if you're interested, hit your local Lexus dealer, test drive it, get your friends in it with you. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
Yep. And by the way, folks, all these cars, as we say, we talk about this on an ongoing basis. You may not be able to buy these cars new today. A lot of you, though, will look at these reviews on down the road and buy some of these cars off of our recommendations. And in some cases, we're reviewing a car that's brand new today, but yet is basically the same model from 2 or 3 years ago. So keep that in mind as we give you these reviews. And our great guys out of Purefoy Chevrolet have a lot of these different vehicles on the lot, and it's easy to go buy one. And if they don't have it, they can typically find one for you. Richard, I appreciate it. We'll talk to you Friday.
Sounds good.
All right, take care. Let's do this. Bruce Simmons is next. He is our reverse mortgage specialist, and he would love to help you out with whatever you've got going on when it comes to reverse mortgage. Some of you may even be wondering, you know, what is it? How does it work? What's behind it? I need some help. That's where Bruce comes in, and he can help you with all of that. He's our specialist, 303-467-7821, or go to klzradio.com.
Bruce Simmons makes a potentially complicated loan program easy to understand. Reverse mortgages make a lot more sense when you see how the numbers apply to you. KLZ's Bruce Simmons explains the most confusing aspects of a reverse mortgage in simple language so that you not only understand the loan yourself, but you can also explain the basics to other interested parties. Most likely, you want to involve your financial planner and maybe some of your family members in the decision-making process. For every client, Bruce Simmons creates a personalized video that you can share with your kids, parents, financial advisor, or the skeptical neighbor who still thinks the bank will take your house. He'll show you how a reverse mortgage could enable you to tap into a portion of the value of your home, providing a source of guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in the house. Find Bruce Simmons of American Liberty Mortgage now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, that's it for hour number two. Hour three should be next, or will be next, I should say. Kurt Rogers will be with us the top of the hour for our Monday Mortgage Minute. We'll get an update on interest rates and what's going on in that world. And then after him is Dr. Green. She's been on with us before. She's the author of Please Teach Me Like I'm a Boy, 10 Steps to His Success in School and Life. And she's going to talk about the Chicago Teachers Union and where they're at in their refusal for in-person classes. She's going to talk about schooling and how all that works. And then at the right after her, we'll have Michael Beatrice on. He's a COVID expert. We'll talk to him as well. That's next hour. Don't go anywhere. Hour three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.